The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Okay, let's start off with a little inspirational stuff. How about Third Act Encores? True tales from real people whose most unreal accomplishments came later in life. I guess since I'm later in life, that might cover me. The first person is John Carr, K-E-R-R, and there's a picture of him, and he's wearing what looks like a ranger outfit, Forest Service type of ranger with a pair of binoculars. Looks like he's all set to roll out of there. As a boy, John Carr wanted to be a fireman or a park ranger. Looking back on that childhood fantasy, I think it was the hat. Instead, he spent four decades with WGBH in Boston, one of Public Broadcasting's flagship stations. He retired in 2005 at the age of 65 without any particular post-career goal in mind. After several idle weeks, he decided to drive his camper to visit his family in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. En route, he casually stopped at the Yellowstone Park Foundation, which raises funds for Yellowstone, America's first national park. As it happens, the foundation was hiring people to educate park guests on wolves. Carr signed on. Later, at the urging of his daughter, a forestry school graduate, Carr applied to the Student Conservation Association for an internship. To say that Carr stood out in the intern crowd is a massive understatement. Most interns were college and even high school students. But in a sense, he had been primed for this since his youth. His outdoors adventures with his grandfather had given him a love of nature, and as an adult, he had helped out the local fire department on medical calls. He also had something else. There are 31 million Americans between the ages of 44 and 70, some retired and looking for a third act, some looking for a more fulfilling career, searching for something where they feel as if they're making a contribution, doing something to make their neighborhood, their country, their world just a little bit better. Carr also had that deep urge to do something more. From his internship, he moved up to ranger, educating park visitors, making for safe encounters between guests and animals, and responding to medical emergencies. He treasured his stewardship of what he describes as one of the most beautiful places on earth, and revels in moments when he treats a visitor to an up-close look at one of the park's wolves or bears through his telescope, an occasion that can move visitors to tears. These are rich and all too rare moments, recalled Carr. I never forget them. Andrea Peterson. And here is Andrea in a fire outfit with a hose over her shoulder hanging on the back of what I assume is probably the Hartford Fire Department fire truck. Very attractive woman. Andrea Peterson. It was a dream born in fire. Andrea Peterson was five when she and her mother were trapped on the ledge of a burning building. Throw the kid down, said one of the firemen below. And little Andrea leaped into a life-saving arms and lifelong ambition. She wanted to fight fires like her rescuers did. She told that to the men who had saved her, and they laughed good-naturedly, the way grown-ups do when the kids say they want to be an astronaut or a sports star. But this was back in a time when little girls weren't allowed to fantasize of such grand goals. You'll be a good mommy, the fireman told her. You'll be a good teacher, maybe. You'll be a nurse, maybe. But you can never be a fireman. And then, as it tends to do, life sidelined her dreams. She was studying for a degree in aviation technology, the only female in her class, and that's where she met her husband, Dennis. Dennis was a Vietnam vet who was diagnosed with cancer, possibly from his exposure to Agent Orange. Very familiar with that, thank you very much. Peter spent 31 years caring for the man she loved, and in 2007, when they both realized Dennis was coming to the end of his struggle, he was at peace but worried for her. But what are you going to do? I'll be fine, she told him. At 61, she went on an ambulance ride along. It turned out to be a life-and-death situation, and Peterson felt that long-ago childhood calling. She earned her emergency medical technician license and responded to fire calls with the ambulance. She found that her years of tending to Dennis had prepared her for dealing with a variety of hurts and ills carried in her rig. After a year, she told her boss she wanted to be a firefighter. The fact that everyone else in her training unit between 18 and 21 didn't deter her. She passed a written test. She cleared the physical, and finally, the little girl's dream became a reality. Peterson is realistic. She knows that the window on her physical abilities won't stay open forever. Still, I worry a little about when I get too old. I did get my dream. Steve Javy. And there's a picture of a middle-aged man. It looks like he's in a church with a bishop. I'd be lying if I told you I didn't think, holy cow, look where I'm at, said Steve Javy. Once considered one of the best and strictest, most hot-headed referees in the NBA, Javy is now a deacon at St. Andrew Catholic Church in Newton, Pennsylvania. To his guide coming from a diligent, mass-going Catholic family, one of Javy's uncles was a well-known Monsignor in the Philadelphia area, sports were in Javy's blood, too. It had been sports that really fired him up as a youngster. His father had a career as a football back judge at the NFL, and his godfather is an American League baseball umpire. In Javy's younger days, the Baltimore Orioles farm system had picked him as a possible pitcher, but that was derailed by an arm injury. He started as a baseball umpire and then shifted to basketball referee, becoming an NBA referee in 1986, where he quickly developed a reputation for his searing temper. In one game, Javy even ejected the play-by-play announcer, and another threw out a team mascot. Yet in his years as the NBA went by, Javy developed a reputation not only as one of the most feared referees, but also as one of the most respected. In 2000, he began suffering from arrhythmic knee. Surgeries only postponed the inevitable, and in 2009-2000 season, he was barely working. He managed to eke out a 25th NBA season. Every time I start to think maybe I could still do it, my knee has let me know that I can't, he says. His religious calling did not come to him in a sudden epiphany. Javy had started going to Mass to impress his very Catholic wife-to-be, and when she called him out on how little he was invested, Javy began to come around until finally hitting on the idea of becoming a deacon. When our time here on earth is done, we're not going to be judged on whether we got the block charge right, he says. And so at age 64, after 7 years of study, Javy was ordained a deacon, assisting priests and even performing baptisms and marriages. But in the same way he grappled with the intricacies of calling a basketball game in his early years as a referee, Javy admits he is still getting a handle on delivering an effective homily from the church pulpit. He also observes that he still gets the same flack from the fans, though now they're seated in pews rather than bleachers. People ask me if there are similarities between a deacon and a referee, he says. People used to think they could tell me how to do my old job. Now people are telling me how to preach. Ida Keeling, it's an older black lady in track shoes with a relay sign, with a race sign on her chest, and it looks like she's running in a race. Ida Keeling's daughter, Cheryl, a lifelong accolade, thought that maybe what would pull her mother out from under her dark cloud was something that would get her pumping again. She suggested a run, not just a jog around the block, but an honest-to-God official run. At the time, Ida Keeling was 67. Keeling had grown up poor in Harlem and had done hard, grueling, winding work, grinding work in factories during the Great Depression. She had lost her husband early to a heart attack, and two of her four children, both of her sons, would die in unsolved drug-related incidents in 78 and 81. Keeling had sunk into a deep depression. Her health had begun to slide, and her daughters began to fret that they soon might be losing their mother as well. It had been decades since Keeling had done any running, and she would later recall that the first mini-run, feeling as if it would never end. But when it did, I just threw off all my bad memories. She hadn't stopped running since, and it's no longer the slog it was during that first meet. Since then, the diminutive Keeling, Cheryl describes her mother as a gallon-and-a-half pant package, has set records for 60 meters in the 95-99 age group and 100 meters for the over 100 group. I told you she was elderly. I was just exercising, she says, regarding that first run, and now I'm all over the world. When she's not running, she's working out. She's in the gym 3 to 4 days a week, running on treadmills, working out with weights, and pedaling on the exercise bike, and even squeezing in some squats while she's cooking. Part of her healthy diet is an occasional dose of cognac mixed with her coffee or water to aid circulation. She's written a book about her experience, aptly titled, Can't Nothing Bring Me Down, Chasing Myself in the Race Against Time. Her philosophy is also apt for a runner. Every day is another day forward. Need a good adventure? You don't have to climb a mountain or go on safari. You can add excitement to your life one small tweak at a time. This is inspiration. Throughout the pandemic, we have been buried in bad news, just trudging along through our days. If we took a risk, it was often mundane, going to the grocery store, socializing with another human being in person. We spent so much cognitive energy trying to stay safe and keep up with events that we had little left to pursue the types of big, frightening, yet exciting adventures that expand our lives. Now, it's time to push ourselves outside of our comfort zone. Anna Torgerson, a 35-year-old piano teacher in Chicago, pushed way outside of hers recently when she signed up for an local open mic night. Everything felt so dim, Torgerson says. I needed something to make me feel alive. So she made a plan to sing several songs she's written, which she'd never done in public before. Adventures expand our world by allowing us to engage with ourselves and others in a new way. Research shows that novelty activates our dopamine system, which enhances our mood and positive outlook. It also will make us more creative, more motivated, and better able to adjust to stress. New situations, especially ones that seem dangerous, also force us to confront our fear. This can boost our mood by making us feel less stressed, less tired, and even euphoric. An adventure gets us out of our patterns and helps us show us our own competence, says Rachel Cazes, a clinical social worker in Chicago. We get to see that things will turn out well, or that we can cope if they don't. You don't have to be free to free solo Yosemite's El Capitan to reap benefits. Yeah, I can see me doing that right. You don't have to free solo. Any adventure where you stretch yourselves and learn something new counts. For some, it may be jumping out of a plane or scuba diving in Iceland. For others, trying a different workout or going out to dinner at a new place might do the trick. Ready for your adventure? Here's some advice. Start small. The risk you're up for now might look different from the ones you took before the pandemic. Also, you're a little older. That's okay. Pick a manageable activity you can do soon, this weekend, close to home. This will break your inertia, build your confidence, and help you ramp up a bigger adventures. Take gradual steps teaches your brain that experience is not as bad as you expected, and you can handle it, says Jacqueline Spurley, a clinical psychologist and program director at McLean Anxiety Mastery Program at McLean Hospital in Massachusetts. Shift how you view anxiety. Research from Harvard University shows that people who interpreted their nervousness about activities such as karaoke singing and public speaking as excitement enjoy the experiences more and perform better than those who tried to tamp down their anxiety. This changed their threat mindset into opportunity mindset, says Samantha Boardman, a New York psychiatrist and author of Everyday Vitality, Turning Stress into Strength. Try talking to yourself out loud, saying, I am excited, or let's get excited. Use your imagination. Envision the worst-case scenario. Say you want to go on a hike but are worried you'll become lost, hurt, or too exhausted to get home. Try picture this. Next, visualize the best-case scenario, the beautiful view, fun you'll have, your sense of accomplishment afterwards. Now ask yourself what will probably happen. Are you more likely to feel happy after your hike or to be carried off the mountain on a stretcher? This exercise helps put fear in perspective, says Boardman. Write yourself a letter. Think of it as a pep talk. Start by addressing your trepidation. I know you're nervous. This is normal because you're leaving your comfort zone. Then write about the skills you have that will help you succeed and the past experiences where you took a risk and experience went well. The point is to validate your feelings and remind yourself that even though you feel nervous, you can handle this, says Spurley. Tap into regret. It can be very motivating. Think about whether you'll feel disappointed if you miss out on this interesting, expansive experience, or glad you stayed home. Another way to put it, will you be proud you bit the bullet and took the adventure, or proud that you didn't? We tend to regret actions we don't take rather than the ones we do, says Boardman, so the fear of missing out can help you. Relax about the outcome. If you could do this whole thing perfectly, it would not be any adventure you're looking for, says Cazes. Remember, whatever happens, it should make a good story. Imagining how fun it will be to tell your friends about your adventure later will help you stop ruminating now, and you'll feel connected to others. People love stories of someone triumphing over adversity or dealing with awkwardness because they can relate, Cazes says. Torgerson says her dream is to be a singer-songwriter. She is trained in classical music and has experience performing as a pianist in choirs, but was terrified to sing her own songs in front of strangers. It's sharing an intimate piece of myself, she says. For days before her first open mic night performance, her heart raced. Her chest felt tight, and she had butterflies in her stomach. To calm her nerves and prepare herself, she performed her songs for her roommate and then boyfriend, and sent voice memos of herself singing to several close friends to get feedback. She also attended an open mic night just to observe. On the night of the show, Torgerson sat on a high stool in front of 50 or so people and sang two songs, accompanying herself on the ukulele. I felt a little horrified because my voice wobbled and I messed up some chords, she says. But it also felt good because my friends were cheering for me after I was done. Now she's become a regular at the shows and she still gets nervous. But she has more confidence now, and it spills over into other areas of her life, such as her social life and her teaching. I feel stronger, says Torgerson, and this makes me more likely to take another risk in the future. A new star is born. A popular parlor game among Reddit users involves swapping a celebrity's initial for amusing effect. We liked Sandy Ravage, Gopher Trace, Lude Jaw, Tyke Meissen, Rob Boss. In case you didn't recognize, the first one was Randy Savage, the second was Topher Grace, the third one was Jude Law, and the next one was Mike Tyson, and the last one was Bob Ross. Now, this next article actually sounds like something we'd be reading in Consumer Reports, which we'll get to later, but it's actually in Reader's Digest. 14 money-saving Amazon tricks you wish you knew sooner. These tools, tricks, and strategies will save you serious cash when shopping on Amazon. Saving money on the things you always buy on Amazon is easier than you think. Experts agree that the best way to spend less is to use a few somewhat hidden tools. You can score major discounts on Amazon products you use every day, and special purchases when you make most of your Amazon Prime benefits, clippable coupons, and browser extensions. Heck, you can even find hundreds of things you can buy on Amazon for less than a dollar if you study this list of nearly secret tips and tricks. Sign up for a free Amazon Prime trial. If you haven't jumped on the Amazon Prime bandwagon yet, you're falling majorly behind. That goes double if you stop frequently at this mega online retailer. You could be losing lots and lots of savings by not subscribing to the yearly program. Not only do you get free two-day shipping on many items, and sometimes you actually get less than that, you can get the same day sometimes, but you also enjoy a handful of additional free things on Amazon, including free Prime Video streaming, free access to thousands of e-books, and it's great, free streaming music, and other benefits. As a bonus, you can do a free trial to get started. Another perk, though the settings page for Amazon Household is up to 2 adults and up to 4 teens and 4 children can share a single Prime account. Look for coupons. Believe it or not, there are always coupons for Amazon floating around the site. You just have to be on the lookout. Stay alert for the little orange coupon flags. They'll appear beneath the price on a product's Amazon page. Or head to the Amazon's coupon page to browse coupons for products in various categories. You'll find discounts on everything from supplements and cleaning supplies to leggings and other must-have goodies. Keep in mind, as with paper coupons, these do eventually expire. Collecting coupons is easy. Simply click Clip Coupon and add it to your cart. The discount will be automatically applied when you check out. When you find a coupon outside of Amazon, say a coupon on RetailMeNot, you can always add a promo code at checkout. Shop major saving events. Did you know that Amazon offers some of the best Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday savings? It's true. It's one of the best times of year to save up to 80% on best-selling Amazon products. Amazon Prime Day is the other savings hero to look forward to each year, sometimes twice. Prime Day is brimming with deals on just about everything that the site offers, and you'll be hard-pressed to find brands that aren't offering at least a 10% off on these days. Use the subscribe and save option. Perhaps you always use Amazon to refill your pantry. After all, it has the olive oil you'll love, so why make a shopping more stressful? Some people are hesitant to use Amazon's subscription option when filling their shopping cart, but they're missing out on big savings. Use this underappreciated function to schedule automatic delivery of eligible items, from necessity to some of the strangest things on Amazon. That alone will save you money, but you can get an additional savings up to 15% off by opting to receive 5 or more products in a single auto delivery. For things you purchase regularly, like laundry detergent, set the delivery frequency to monthly or bi-monthly. For products you use less often, choose a longer replenishment interval, like every 6 months. You can always skip a shipment or cancel the subscription down the line. Check out Epic Daily Deals. When you're on the hunt for a hairdryer after yours bit the dust, you probably don't pause on Amazon's homepage to seal the deal of the day. This could be a missed opportunity, as Amazon changes selection every 24 hours. Visit the Epic Daily Deals page to see the lightning deals, limit discounts for a short period of time, coupons, and other limited-time offers for hidden gem Amazon products. Choose no-rush shipping for added rewards. Amazon Prime members who choose to free no-rush shipping instead of the free two-day shipping can actually earn rewards and perks for future Amazon purchases. Sometimes the site even offers immediate discounts and rebates. The rewards are typically credited to accounts after purchases ship. If you're not in a rush to return your item, this can be one of the best ways to rack up rewards without putting in an extra effort. Start shopping by checking out the Amazon product with perfect reviews, and I can't do that. I don't have access to that. Consider the Amazon Student Perk. Amazon offers major savings for college students, starting with a 6-month free trial of Prime Student. It offers many of the perks of Amazon Prime. Once you've made it through the first half of the year, you'll be upgraded to the traditional Amazon Prime membership, but at half the cost, until you graduate. That's a win-win. Explore cashback offers. Earning money by spending money sounds contradictory, but it's possible with a credit card that offers cash back. Amazon Rewards Visa gives 3% cash back, and while it's Prime Rewards, Visa will give you a 5% back on your Amazon and Whole Food purchases. Plus, the Prime Card will get you 10% back on select items on Amazon. It's a good option if you spend most of your money at Amazon or Whole Foods. Use the Amazon Assistant Browser extension. Here's a cool Amazon hack you may not have heard about. The Amazon Assistant Browser extension allows you to see related items while you're browsing on Amazon or Google. It shows you the best offers, ratings, and reviews, and will give you an update in real time as a price drops or changes. You can also save as you browse, regardless of whether it's a product on Amazon or not, giving you a one-stop shopping basket for everything you've set your eye on. Compare, compare, compare. You probably don't think twice before buying hand soap off of Amazon, since it's fast, easy, and reliable. But like you would with any other purchase, it's important to compare prices on other sites to ensure you're actually getting the best deal ever. Typically, when you browse a particular product, Amazon will show you similar items on the same screen. Some may be sold by the same brand and have the same specs, but feature a different scent or color, which is sometimes significantly cheaper. As you're browsing, be sure to read the reviews to be sure you're not about waste your money on a poorly made product. And while you're at it, check out Amazon reviews. Check third-party sellers. When you're making a big purchase, say a washing machine or a new part for your car, you probably shop around for a few quotes before whipping out your credit card. So why not apply the same logic to Amazon? As Carl Quist, the president of PriceBlink, says, Amazon can be a little tricky and misleading since it doesn't always show the cheapest price on its product pages. Sometimes there are third-party sellers that offer the product for a lower price than what is shown on the main product page, he says. He suggests looking for a message that says, available for a lower price from other sellers on the bottom right of the page. According to Quist, many of the lower-priced alternatives still qualify for Prime two-day shipping. Save on child and baby items with Amazon Family. The Amazon Family Programs offers Amazon Prime members competitive deals on baby registry items and essentials. Items from diapers, wipes, and other gear are offered at prices meant to stand up to retailers like Walmart, Costco, and Buy Buy Baby. For time and cash-strapped parents, this can be a lifesaver. Share your Prime membership. You don't have to sign up everyone in the family for a Prime membership. In fact, a single paying member of your household can up to 10 additional names to the account for free. Just head to your Amazon household page and invite other family members to share your Prime benefits. They don't have to live at the same address, and each purchases can be kept private. Once invited, your parents can buy all the Amazon Choice paper towels their kitchen can handle. Trade the old for the new. Though technically you won't get cash in your pocket per se, you can trade in your old tablets, phones, TVs, video games, and books for newer upgrades or Amazon credit. The Amazon Trade-In Program is easy to access and a productive way to organize your workspace and home. Now, we are 3/4 of the way through February, and the February Reader's Digest has a thing that really should be in Consumer Reports, the best time to buy everything. However, they also have a January and February buys list, which makes kind of no sense at all since this wasn't sent out till the end of January. No pulling, holding off, and replaces faulty smoke detectors or making urgent car repairs. But if you're in the market for just about anything else, you can save big by timing your purchase right. Here's how Smart Guide to Buy Win. January, fitness gear. Deals on workout equipment, scales, and activity trackers leave you with no excuse not to follow through with your fitness revolutions. Humidifiers, linens. So-called white sales on sheets, blankets, and towels at the start of the year date all the way back to 1878, when Philadelphia department store Wanamaker's first paired the new year with new linens. I don't remember seeing hardly any advertisements for that this year. February, space heaters. Tax software. Get a jump on filing your taxes and you'll be rewarded with discounts on programs such as TurboTax. Winter clothes. The end of winter season coupled with President Day sales, boy, I tell you what, you sure couldn't tell it wasn't the end of winter season today, make February a great time to stock up on warm coats, boots, and other cold weather essentials. March, air purifiers. Mild spring air may make you want to open all the windows and filter out all those allergens. Digital cameras, another good buy. Fine jewelry. With Christmas and Valentine's Days now behind us, jewelers try to keep up their sales by lowering their prices. Luggage and vacuum cleaners are also a good deal. In April, it's leaf blowers and tires. Drivers are gearing up for summer road trips and expect to see a variety of tire sales and promos around this time. In May, it's blenders. A variety of small kitchen appliances go on sale thanks to Mother's Day and Memorial Day. Mattresses are also on sale. Prices are best during Memorial Day sales, and that goes for air mattresses too, and also spring clothing. In June, it's outdoor gear. Before the official start of summer, it's the best time to save on bikes, sunscreen, camping equipment, and other seasonal gear. Smartwatches, all sorts of tech gadgets go on sale for Father's Day. And tools, of course, for Father's Day. July, dehumidifiers and refrigerators. Find discounts of up to 40% during the 4th of July sales at Best Buy, Lowe's, and Home Depot. It's a picture of a really pretty refrigerator here. Just about everything else. For all kinds of deals for Amazon Prime Day and the Nordstrom Anniversary Sale, as well as blowout sales at Target, Walmart, and other big retailers. All these sales make July the single best month to buy just about anything, from clothing and shoes to home goods, electronics, and more. August, computers. Back-to-school sales apply to all office essentials, the biggest being laptops and computers. Students earn extra discounts on many Apple products. Patio furniture. The deals will get even better as the year goes on, but you'll have the most selection at the end of summer. And surprisingly not, snowblowers are on sale. September, air conditioners. Grills. Many summer products go on sale at the start of fall, including pricey grills and hot tubs. Swimsuits as well. Washers and dryers. Labor Day weekend is when you'll find the lowest prices. October, it's cookware. If you're hosting Thanksgiving this year, now is the time to shop for kitchen essentials. RVs. Thermostats. Watch for the preseason sales before it's time to turn on the heat. In November, it's bakeware and furniture and small appliances. Coffee makers especially are a fraction of their regular price. It's also a good time for TVs. Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals last an entire week at some retailers, and TVs are a big seller. Many streaming devices such as the Amazon Fire TV Stick and Roku go on sale at this time, too. In December, it's air fryers and cars. In addition to sticker prices, sales up to 6%, dealers may throw in incentives such as cash back and deferred payments and 0% financing, and also home security cameras. Retailers know these make great holiday gifts, not to mention the help they give you in keeping an eye on all those packages being delivered to your house. Now let's switch over to Consumer Reports for Real. We're going to close out the January, believe it or not, we were doing the January one the last couple of weeks, the January Consumer Reports with a watch out for abused used cars. More frequent storms, which we're well aware of, millions of crashes annually, and limited availability mean that used car shoppers are more likely than ever to buy a vehicle that's been damaged. As far as many as 358,000 vehicles were flooded during Hurricane Ian, estimates Carfax. Though it's supposed to be noted on the title, damage from a flood, fire, or collision too often isn't communicated to potential buyers. This is why you need to be cautious when considering buying any used car offered with a lost title or only a bill of sale. Vehicle history reports from Carfax, the National Motor Vehicle Title Information System, or the National Insurance Crime Bureau, NICB, free VIN check service, may tip you off to a car's checkered past, but aren't foolproof. Always have a car inspected by a reliable mechanic before buying, and follow our tips for spotting trouble below. Flooded cars. Hundreds of thousands of cars are damaged by floods annually. Many end up back in used car lots. Why it matters? waters can wreck a car's electrical system, corroding wires and terminals, and leading to circuit malfunctions and even fire. It can also dilute engine oil and corrode mechanical parts. The damage sometimes does not show up for months or even years. How to spot trouble. If a car smells like mold or mildew, it may have had water trapped beneath the carpet or inside the dash. Look for rusted screws, evidence of a water line on lights or door panels, or parts and fasteners that look newer than the rest of the car. And that's also true of carpets. If they look brand new, that's also a sign. Crashed cars. Motors file tens of billions of dollars in collision claims each year, according to the Insurance Information Institute. Why it matters. Without proper repairs, collision damage can affect a car's structural integrity, degrading steering and braking performance. Crash damage can also reduce the vehicle's ability to adequately protect occupants and another impact. How to spot trouble. If certain body and interior panels look too new, or if the color or texture is slightly different, they may have been replaced after a crash. Electrical problems such as faulty wipers and window switches can be a sign of collision damage. Fire damage cars. There are around 200,000 car fires every year, according to the National Fire Protection Association. Why does it matter? Damage from small fires can sometimes be repaired, but heat from a fire can weaken a car's structural, mechanical, and electrical parts, rendering it unsafe to drive. How do you spot the trouble? Look for hood or body panels that are a slightly different color, new paint in the engine compartment, and a mismatched dash and interior parts. Inspect glass for cracks and weather stripping for melted rubber. Sniff for a burnt odor, and look under the hood for warped plastic and aluminum parts, as well as any new wiring. Stolen cars. The NICB says car thefts rose 17% between 2019 and 2021, particularly Hyundais and Kias. Why it matters. The time the car spent unaccounted for is a big question mark. Was it vandalized, street raced, or driven off-road? Any of those could damage the suspension, structural, electrical, or mechanical components. How do you spot trouble? Look for paint that's not perfectly matched, body contours that aren't uniform, gaps between doors and other panels that look too wide or too narrow, and discolored upholstery inside the car. During the test drive, feel for vibrations and wobbles that could indicate the car has been treated harshly. And let's move to an update on Consumer Reports from the President. Goals you can achieve. Many of us work hard to meet the ambitious goals we set for ourselves at the start of the new year, especially around health and wellness. Last year, I committed to regularly using my exercise bike, but I fell out of the habit. While CR can't keep you from breaking resolutions, we can help you get started towards smart and reasonable goals. We often think we can sacrifice sleep, despite overwhelming evidence of its powerful impact on our health. Life can get in the way through anxiety about family issues or inflation tightening its grip, but sleep should be a priority. So we hope this issue can help you get the rest you need. With our experts' advice on pillows, mattresses, blackout shades, and humidifiers, I have begun using a relaxation and breathing app to wind down. See what works and how your body responds. Exercise has also been shown to help you meet your sleep and overall health goals. Whether you do strength training, cardio, or a mix, it's important to find a routine that's both safe and something you'll continue. And experts recommend setting specific, manageable goals and finding activities you actually enjoy. The best listening equipment matters too, which is why we included the top cardio machines in this issue. And when you're finished with your workout, eat smart. CR won't recommend this year's fad diet, but we do help identify foods that are good for you and some that may not be, including whether your favorite lettuce is being recalled and testing how some brands of dark chocolate bars contain a concerning amount of lead and calcium. So whether you're having healthy salad or rewarding yourself with a treat, we want to help you make the best choice. As you work towards your ambitions for this year, and as I dust off my exercise bike, CR is here to support you in meaningful ways. Building a world, better world together. Join us for make a safer, fairer, healthier marketplace. Expanding Internet access. High-speed Internet access, or broadband, is a requirement of 21st century American life. 7 in 10 of us agree as important as water or electricity, according to a national representative May 22 CR survey. Yet millions of Americans still struggle with access or afford broadband at home, and millions more lack a meaningful choice of providers. CR has long urged policymakers and Internet service providers, ISPs, to improve broadband access, affordability, and competition. Most recently, in an attempt to shed light on how much Americans actually pay for Internet service and exactly what they get for their money, we invited consumers to share their broadband bills with us. We then analyzed more than 22,000 of them. The effort demonstrated, among other things, that many broadband bills are extremely confusing, making it hard to compare prices when shopping for better options, that many bills are riddled with unexpected fees, and that communities with the least local broadband competition tend to pay the highest prices. Our efforts to address the problem have begun to pay off. After encouragement from CR and other groups, the Federal Communications Commission in November adopted new rules requiring ISPs to display easier-to-read nutrition-style labels whenever they promote their service, an important step towards a more transparent and competitive broadband market. To make the label most effective, however, it should appear on every monthly broadband bill. You can sign our petition to support of that enhancement at cr.org/BBLabel. Call to action. For decades, the Food and Drug Administration has been aware of multiple studies showing that FD-NC red number 3 causes cancer in animals, and the agency banned its use in cosmetics more than 30 years ago. Yet it's still allowed in food, medicines, and other supplements. In fact, the Environmental Working Group's food database lists more than 2,900 food products that contain it. We joined with more than 20 advocacy groups demanding that the FDA ban red number 3 dye from anything your family ingests. You can add your voice at cr.org/red dye 3 petition. Pushing for stroller safety. What's at stake? When parents purchase a stroller, they reasonably assume it can safely transport their child. But in recent months, a number of parents took to social media to say their Mockingbird single to double strollers had snapped in half or collapsed with their kids aboard. In one case, a 4-year-old was thrown face down on a busy New York City intersection. What is CR doing about it? After hearing a handful of reports, CR launched an investigation, piecing together stories from social media, private messages, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission database, we determined that dozens of families had similar harrowing experiences. But when contacted the company, it would acknowledge only isolated incidents and didn't reveal how many incidents there have been. On October 28th, we published our findings, and CR safety experts urged Mockingbird to recall the stroller. While the company said it was investigating, CR ramped up the pressure with additional coverage and social media campaign, including a TikTok video showing a collapsed Mockingbird, which has garnered around 275,000 views. On November 10th, the CPSC and the company announced a recall, citing reports of 138 cracked stroller frames and 8 injuries, with advised consumers to stop using the stroller until they get a repair kit from the company. What you can do? Learn more about the recall at cr.org/mockingbird. Looking for a great stroller? Check out the top-rated models at cr.org/stroller ratings. You know, considering the umbrella strollers that I used for my child, and many of us did as well, it's amazing the quality of the strollers have improved so much in the last 50 years or so. Okay, feedback. What you must know about Medicare. Our December 2022 article, What You Must Know About Medicare, considered the pros and cons of original Medicare and Advantage plans. Our readers shared their own experience with these plans, too. To add your voice, go to cr.org/Medicare pro con. I appreciated Penny Wang's excellent article explaining and comparing original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans. It arms me with a clear tool to use when my associates ask about my Advantage plan. My wife and I live in a location with excellent health care providers and facilities. We have no need to go outside of our network providers. Therefore, we can afford to enjoy the benefits of an Advantage plan. Bill Kaufman, VRCR.org. Another factor to consider when choosing between traditional Medicare and an Advantage plan that you didn't mention is portability. I travel 5 to 6 months a year and don't want to deal with Advantage's networks and referral requirements when I'm away from home. So I chose traditional Medicare and can go anywhere at any place I happen to be when I need Medicare. Very simple. Very easy. Nancy Longworth from Indianapolis. I wanted to comment about Medicare Part D. A relative was getting a generic drug priced at $3 for a 90-day supply. During open enrollment, she chose the next year's drug plan based on her list of medications. In January, went to get her prescription refilled and was charged over $400 for the same drug. When she complained to the insurer, they told her the drug had been re-tiered since open enrollment. The best they would offer was a one-time 30% discount. She discovered that while your enrollment commits you to an insurance company, that company is not bound in any way to honor the prices they provide to the government website. Buyer beware. Editor's note, Unfortunately, surprise charges are common at the start of each year. In addition to insurer changes in coverage for certain drugs, moving your medication to a higher tier, which can cost you a lot more, some plans have deductibles that must be met at the start of each year. These can catch people off guard and require them to fork over the full deductible before coverage kicks in. The best advice if you take any medications regularly is to shop each year during open enrollment to see how your current plan stacks up against new plans for the following year, and take advantage of free help offered by your state health insurance assistance program, 877-839-2675, or the nonprofit Medicare Right Center, 800-333-4114. Winter driving skills. Regarding the December road report, sleet, snow, ice, how to drive in bad weather, I would like your never drive with your cruise control on. Editor's note, you're absolutely right. Cruise control may never be used on wet, snowy, or icy roads. For example, during a heavy rain, you might encounter puddles that cause hydroplaning. With cruise control activated, the car will try to maintain the same speed, and that could lead to loss of traction and control. By contrast, if your foot is on the gas pedal, chances are you'll adjust the pressure on the pedal if you find the road to be slick or icy. Another tip is to put the car in neutral when trying to slow down on slick surfaces. Obviously, this is recommended for slow-speed instances only. Growing up, our driveway was gravel, and there was a pretty steep hill at the end of it. Numerous times, my vehicle would slide down the hill on snow or ice, but once I changed the car into neutral, it would almost come to a gradual stop. Neutral isn't a good choice for a moving car because the driver has less control of a vehicle that still is subjected to the force of gravity. There are some rare exceptions regarding shifting a car with an automatic transmission to neutral while moving, such as the case of unintended acceleration. Top picks. In your December article, CR's top picks, Paul hopes I own this comment on the ease of clearing down trees with a new chainsaw might encourage others to do the same. Chainsaws are very dangerous, especially in the hands of inexpected users. I used chainsaws for 50 years before taking my first safety course. I came away much wiser and now have a safety pants, steel-lined boots, and a helmet, and new safety skills. Editor's note, taking a safety course is a smart move. It's also important to choose a safe chainsaw. We test every model in our ratings for specific features, like a cutting chain cover and noting kickback intensity, along with muffler replacement on gas models to make sure there isn't a potential for a user to get burned. We also look for safety features such as a chain brake and metal bucking spikes. The former stops the chain immediately when you bump into a handguard, which could happen if the saw bucks. The latter provides more leverage, reducing the risk of kickbacks. Thank you for recommending the Avogadro Green mattress. The only way a company could have improved this mattress was by sending someone to put the sheets on the bed. What a fabulous mattress and a great service. Editor's note, see the ratings for the Avogadro Green and other mattresses and see how to get a great night's sleep later on. I read about the different costs for software and get a great laptop for less. However, you left off one very important offering. OpenOffice duplicates most of the programs Microsoft sells. This suite of programs can also read Microsoft files, so there is no need to repeat the information. Easy to use and big savings. Editor's note, there are a handful of free Office productivity suites that can replace a Microsoft 365 subscription. You mentioned OpenOffice, OpenOffice.org, compatible with Microsoft Office documents, which runs on most major platforms, including Windows and Mac OS. There's also LibreOffice, LibreOffice.org, which offers robust Office compatibility and is available for most major platforms. You might also consider Google's Workspace from $6 per month, which works in a browser like Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. Caring for houseplants. Regarding your advice on the Ask Our Experts column, instead of buying a humidifier, take a mug that organizations and friends have given you, fill it up with water, and put it next to the plant. Evaporation will take care of providing the right amount of humidity, and you can tell your friends, yes, I'm getting a lot of use out of your gift. Editor's note, a container of water nearby can provide extra humidity on plants during the dry air heating season. Better yet, create a pebble tray. Just line a 1-inch deep waterproof tray with a small pebbles or gravel, gather some outsized or buy them at a nursery or plant store, fill the tray with water, and set your plants on top of the pebbles. Keep the water below the level of surface of the pebbles to prevent over-saturating the potting mix. A note on the winter storm prep made easy. Section, stay warm and save big on heat this winter. I have many LED solar path lights along my driveway and sidewalk. If the power goes out during a storm, I bring several inside They stay lit for 5 to 8 hours depending on how much sunlight they received. I also have a rechargeable LED flashlight that will keep you from having to worry about buying batteries again. I also have an emergency AM, FM NOAA Rick Crank radio. It can be recharged using a USB cable by cranking it, and also by its built-in solar panel. It has a flashlight, reading lamp, SOS siren, and ports to charge other devices. Those things are great. I actually have one, too. What we're testing in our labs. In our 63 labs, we continue to review and rate products. Here are the timely picks for this month. Garbage disposals. We tested 44 models. We test for the speed of grinding scraps, how they finally scraps are ground down, and the nose level during use. The median score was 55 and the range was 28 to 81. Best continuous feed is the Frigidaire FF13, $175, scored an 81. Best batch feed is the InSinkErator Evolution Cover Control Plus for $320, scored an 80. Quiet continuous feed for less, the Everbilt US-10-EB1250, $135. It also scored an 80. Top freezer refrigerators. We tested 40 models. The thermostat we test for thermostat control, temperature uniformity, energy efficiency, ease of use, including storage and more. The median score was 64 and the range was from 40 to 83. Nicely organized, 29-inch, Samsung RT18M, $930, scored an 83. Slim for small kitchens, it's only 24 inches wide. Whirlpool WRT112CZJZ, $530, scored an 81. Large capacity, but not as quiet, it's a 33-incher. LG LRT S2403S, $1,050, it's scored an 80. Can I store fruits and vegetables in the same fridge drawer? We don't recommend it. Some produce, including fruits such as pears, give off ethylene gas that make ethylene-sensitive products, produce like broccoli, spoil faster if kept nearby. In fact, many fridges have crisper drawers that are designed to keep fruits and vegetables separated in a special environment that will keep them fresher longer. In general, fruit lasts longer in low-humidity conditions, while many vegetables last longer in high-humidity. Some fridges, like LG above, let you control these environments via vents in each drawer. For fruits, the vent should be more open to allow for greater airflow. For vegetables, the vent should be more closed for higher humidity. Now, that's something I never knew. I always wondered about that. Now, that's interesting. Once again, I'll say that. The vent should be more open for fruits to allow for greater airflow. For vegetables, the vent should be more closed for higher humidity. Learn something new every day. Canister vacuums. We tested 16 models. We test for how well each model cleans carpets and bare floors, including picking up pet hair, how easy it is to push, pull, and carry the vacuum, and more. Median score was 74. The range was 53 to 84. The top pick, a reliable brand bagged, is the Miele Complete C3 Marin, but it's $1,300, scored an 84. Smart buy for pet owners, bagged. Kenmore Pop and Go, BC4026, $320, scored a 76. And lightweight for easy carrying and is bagless is the Miele Blizzard CX1. $940. It scored a 76 as well. Porcelain tile flooring. We tested 6 models. We test for whether the flooring resists stains, dents, scratches, and fading from UV rays, how slippery the flooring is when wet, and more. The scores, the median was 85. The range was 56 to 90. A 90 was the durable all-around choice with style selection from Lowe's Natural Timber Ash at $4 a square foot, and it scored a 90. Resists dents, the Marazzi Montagna Dapple Gray ULM-M7 from Home Depot at $2 a square foot, scored an 89. Resist stains and not slippery at all is the LL Foreign Corbillo Gray, $52 per square foot, and the overscore on that was 81. Wireless routers for under $100. We tested 13 models. We test for the internet speed throughout throughput from 8 to 55 feet away and from the router, how easy the router is to set up, how well it protects your privacy, and more. About the scores, the median was 74, the range was 44 to 84. The best data privacy controls are the Linksys AX1800 for $80, scored at 84. Excellent speed even at far distances, the TP-Link Archer AX1800 for $80 as well, and it scored an 80. Bunch of 80s there. Most budget-friendly is the Asus AC1750 at $60, it scored a 77. Cordless drills. We tested 16 general-use models, typical 12 volts. We test for how fast a drill can make holes and drive screws, how much work it can do to a single charge, its noise level, and more. About the scores, the median was 61, the range ran from 33 to 86. The long run time is the Milwaukee 2503 at $170. It scored an 86. Powerful and quiet is the DeWalt DCD701, $150, scored a 74. The bargain buy is the Skill DL529002. At $75, it scored a 71. Should I warm up my car's engine for a while before I drive on a cold day? This is asking our experts. Yes. Give the engine a chance to run before you head out on a wintry day is a good idea because it gives the oil pump a chance to circulate oil through your car's engine and lubricate all the moving parts, according to John Ibbotson, CR's chief mechanic. Doing this, plus good regular maintenance, can help keep your vehicle running past the 200,000-mile mark. You don't have to warm up the engine for more than a minute. Most cars take only a few seconds for the oil to lubricate the engine, so you should be good to go once you've settled into your seat, buckled up, and defogged the windshield. You may be tempted to keep your car idling for longer than that to get the heat flowing in the cabin, which can take around 15 minutes. But the faster way to get your car's interior to a comfortable temperature is to start driving. The engine heats up more quickly when you're in motion, and you won't be using gas needlessly. No matter what the weather is like, don't rev your engine for the first few minutes of driving. Pushing a car too quickly after ignition is tough on your engine and can shorten its lifespan. Is it okay to use an expired at-home COVID-19 test? Even if the expiration date printed on the package of your rapid antigen test has come and gone, don't toss it just yet. The Food and Drug Administration has extended the expiration dates for many tests, which means you still may be able to use yours. The initial at-home tests were given fairly short expiration date windows. That's because regulators are trying to get them out at consumers as fast as possible and weren't certain how long the test would remain accurate. But now, many manufacturers have completed long-term studies of their test, and as a result, the FDA has extended their expiration for several months past the printed date for some of those tests. To find out whether the test you purchase has had its expiration date extended, go to FDA.gov and search for COVID test expiration date. You'll find a page with a list of tests by brand and in a separate table by lot number detailing whether the expiration date listed on the package has been extended and for how long. If your test is expired and not on that list or the extended expiration date has passed, it's possible that it might not be accurate. Get a new test instead. If you have Medicare Part B or private health insurance, you can get up to 8 at-home tests per month, reimbursed by your insurer, often with no upfront cost. I want to monitor my heart rate and count my steps every day. Should I use a fitness tracker or is a smartwatch more accurate? When it comes to basic activity monitoring, such as counting steps and measuring your heart rate, our lab testing shows that the top-rated fitness trackers are just as accurate as the top-rated smartwatches. In fact, certain fitness trackers can actually be more accurate than some smartwatches. The $100 Fitbit Lux earns an excellent rating in our test for step count accuracy, while the $450 Apple Watch series receives only a good rating. Certain fitness trackers can, like most smartwatches, track your sleep habits, and they typically run much longer on a single charge than smartwatches do. That's great news if you simply want to keep tabs on your daily activity levels and your nightly Z's, because most fitness trackers in our rating cost between $30 and $150, while many smartwatches cost between $200 and $400, and some go as high as $750. But if you're looking for more sophisticated types of health monitoring, a smartwatch may be a better bet. Some can measure body fat and gauge your stress level, and will even guide you through workouts or count how many reps you complete for certain exercises such as sit-ups. Smartwatches usually feature built-in GPS and let you download a variety of apps like MetaSafe, a popular medication reminder. To learn more about CR's top-setted fitness trackers and smartwatches, go to cr.org/wearables. CR Insights. When you buy a new TV, the factory settings may be all wrong for the room you're putting it in. Your screen's brightness may be too dim for the lighting there, and or the colors may not be saturated enough. The good news is it's easy to fine-tune the settings to get the best possible pictures and sound. Choose the best mode. Go to Picture, in Settings, even if you're watching the Super Bowl, avoid Sports mode. It can overboost brightness, contrast, and colors, and turn motion smoothing on, which can make an NFL game look like a home video. Instead, try Filmmaker mode, Natural, and Movie, which generally provide better viewing. See more detail. If you can't always make out what's happening in a darker scene, adjust the brightness level, also called the black level. First hit pause on a dark scene to go settings, and turn the brightness level up until you can see all of the details. Then turn it back down gradually until you reach a balance, keeping it as dark as possible without obscuring details. Enhance the sound. It can be tricky to hear fast-paced dialogue or thick accents like Dairy Girls. Some TVs have an enhanced dialogue setting, often called Speech Boost, which when turned on can help you hear conversations more clearly. Another solution is to turn on closed captioning, usually coupled CC in settings. Optimize your TV settings. When you buy a new TV, the factory settings we were all wrong for. We just did that. I'm sorry about that. 65-inch TVs for $1,000 or less. The Samsung QN65Q at $950. The Hisense, I never heard that one, 65U8H for $900. And the TCL65R65 $988. They all got good scores. Winter smarts. February can be pretty cold in many parts of the U.S., so it's a good time to form more ways to stay warm, indoors and out. These clever ideas uncovered by CR staffers will help you do just that. Sip in style. Fellow Joey Double Wall Ceramic 8-Ounce Mud for $25. These cop-and-bottom ceramic cups have a nice weight to them, making them satisfied to hold while drinking something warming. Plus, their small bodies will retain the heat of your drink well. Stop sliding. Stabilizer Max 2 cleats at $70. After some near falls on black ice, I brought ice cleats, says CR's Ginger Cowles, who led our evaluation of 5 pairs. These stabilizers offer great grip and easy attach to shoes with Velcro straps. Heat up your room with Comfort Zone CZ70R Space Heater at $69. Here's a budget-friendly space heater that can warm a mid-sized room about 200 square feet, weighs 6.5 pounds, so it's easy to move, and includes a remote switch and has a tip-over safety switch. For a hotter cocoa, La Monica Mexican Hot Chocolate. CR's Angela Lastbrook, who led our taste test of 6 hots chocolate, says this is the mix I'll reach for this winter. It delivers full-bodied chocolate flavor with a delightful cinnamon twist. And keep hands toasty with your Swanee Arctic Muffins for $95. These insulated mittens with leather palms keep fingers super warm. The best part, they unzip to reveal touchscreen-compatible intergloves, ideal for when you use your phone outside. How about a quick joke to close things out? The phone rang in our office, and my coworker picked it up. After a few seconds, I heard her say, "Sorry, there's no one here by that name." Not wanting to simply hang up, she politely, but not so politely, helpfully asked, "May I take a message?" "I'm sorry I'm late. My 2-year-old decided he could buckle his own car seat." And with that, we've just about run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thanks so much for listening.